Good morning. Happy New Year. Did you know that the Lord says that he has come to make all things new? Did you know that? Are y'all ready for a fresh start? You know, it's been a rough couple of years, but the Lord is on the throne, and he loves us, and he walks with us. So I want to welcome you to our worship service this morning. Welcome our live stream audience as well. Glad that you're worshiping with us. Let's pray as we begin this time together. Come, Holy Spirit. Come into this place. Come into every home that's viewing our service this morning and worshiping with us. Father, if we're honest, we're kind of tired. It's been a rough couple of years, Father, and we need you. We need you to move. We need you to replenish our souls. So come, bless us, oh God. Be in this place. May our worship please you. May the name of Jesus be high and lifted up. And we pray it in his name. Amen. Stand if you are able. Let's worship together.
Well, God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he child can face uncertain days because he lives. Because he lives, well, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, well, all fear is gone. Because I know I'll cross the river and I'll fight life's fight, no war with pain. And then as death it gives way to victory, I see the lights of glory and I'll know he reigns. Because he lives, well, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, well, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. was me before you spoke it to me. You were the King of Kings. Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were. And now you're reigning still, enthroned above all things. Angels and saints cry out. We join them as we sing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. Creator God, you gave me breath so I could praise your great and matchless name. All my days, all my days, so let my whole life be a blazing offering, a life that shouts and sings the greatness of our King. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God forever. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God forever.
Just real quick, I just want to say how excited Shelly, Hunter, Harper, and myself are to serve here at Wiley Methodist Church. We are beyond excited, beyond thankful, and we just pray glory to God in everything that we do. All right, children, this morning you are dismissed to your children's church.
Good morning. Good morning and Happy New Year. Thank you. I appreciate that. Good to have you with us. Good to have those join us online. If you want to register your attendance with us, that would be helpful. Just a couple things coming up I want to remind you of. Our Monday noon prayer time starts back tomorrow, so we pray from noon to 1, so join us for that. Our Wednesday night ministry starts back on the 12th, meal at 5. Ministry time starts at 6 with children and youth and adult community groups. If you're not involved in the community group, this will be a time to get plugged in. So see me if you would like to do that. Our men's breakfast is on the 15th at 7:30. Things are coming up. It's good to be with you this morning. We'll return to two services next Sunday with Sunday school sandwiched in between those. I've been reading through the book of Psalms in my daily Bible reading. And I'm on a 12-month plan that usually takes me 14 or 15 months to get through. I miss some days and I catch up. I'm not boasting about that. I'm just so undisciplined. If I didn't have some kind of regimen to follow, I wouldn't get it done. So anyway, I've been reading through the Psalms. It's in my daily Bible reading. It's taken me there. And I read through Psalm 107 this week. And I think this needs to be our focus for our prayer time this morning. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord agree with that. Let the redeemed of the Lord declare that. And so that's what we're going to do this morning. I'm going to break this first verse up into three segments, and I'm going to have you repeat after me. It's not one of those I Love Billy Crim moments, by the way. But I want you just to repeat after me, and then we're going to turn that into a prayer. So just repeat the phrase that I utter. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let's say that again. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Yeah, I think about the difficulties of this last year for some people, and you know, there hasn't been a one time this year that God hasn't been good. This last year, he's been incredibly good. He's been incredibly faithful. He loves us just as much today as he did a year ago. He doesn't love us any less than he loves us today than he did a year ago. So I want to ask you if you'll pray with me. Just close your eyes if you want to. I don't know if you may not want to do this, but if you'll feel comfortable, just maybe open the palms of your hand, extend that towards the Lord, maybe in your lap. And we're going to turn this into a prayer and personalize it and say this phrase or these phrases a couple of times. I give thanks to the Lord, for you are good. Your love endures forever. I give thanks to you, Lord, for you are good. Your love endures forever. Tell you what, let's say that a couple more times. I think there's something on this for us this morning. I give thanks to you, Lord, for you are good. Your love endures forever. I give thanks to you, Lord, for you are good. Your love endures forever. And so, Father, we come to you this morning thanking you. Thanking you for the good seasons we walked through this past year. Thanking you for the difficult seasons we walked through this past year. Father, I thank you that you have not left us. You've not forsaken us. And Lord, there may have been dark days this past year for some people. But Father, you've walked with those people. You've been in the middle of those situations. And we thank you for that. And Father, we declare this morning that you are good. And so, so good. And it's a goodness that's so deep, we can't even comprehend how good you are. And we make comments that, boy, I ate this food and it was so good. Well, that pales in comparison to how good you are. And the depth of how good you are. Lord, Psalm 23 says that your goodness and your mercy will follow us all the days of our life. And so, Lord, we're grateful for that goodness. We're grateful that you go before us, and we're grateful for that goodness that follows us all the days of our life. Father, and we thank you for your love, that it endures forever. Lord, the level of your love that you have for us endures forever. Father, I pray that you give us a little deeper glimpse into that this morning, the way you love us. Even though we've made mistakes, even though we mess up, even though we continue to be in this pattern of not overcoming this particular sin, and we feel some days like you love us less than you did the day before. Father, I pray that you burn in our hearts this morning, that you love us, deeply love us. You're passionately in love with us. And that love is constant, and it's, Father, it endures forever. It's without conditions. Help us to grasp that this morning, the depth of that this morning, the best we can on this side of eternity. Oh, Father, I just pray that you give us a passion for you this new year as a church, as individuals, as believers in Christ. Father, show us what we need to be about this year. Challenge us, Holy Spirit, to go deeper in our relationship with the Father. And we trust you this coming year. You will prove yourself to be faithful just like you proved yourself to be faithful in 2021. God, we praise you. We adore you. We worship you. Thank you for this time. And we pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And as usual, go ahead and receive our offering at this time. If you have one you'd like to bring forward, or you can give electronically. God bless. About you.
coming.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. And you unravel me with the melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to be here, and I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to be here, and I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Your love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to be here, and I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to be here, and I am a child. So I could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I could stand and see that I am a child of God. You split the sea. You split the sea so I could walk right through. Drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I could stand and see that I am a child of God. I am a child. I am a child of God. Yes, I am a child of God.
Your
be seated.
I don't need that. Thank you for that last song, I Am a Child of God. Now I know that the message I chose for today is the message God wanted. Amen. He always knows what's going on. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. It's good to see you and a happy new year. And greetings on the eighth day of the Christmas season. Did you know that? The Christmas season is now until January 6th, which is Epiphany. So if you're using your little 12-day candies, eat the 12th piece today and you'll be in good shape. All right? Amen. Before I get started, I just want to share a little something that I saw the other day that I think is real appropriate for the new year. It says you can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. Amen. Amen. Change the ending. God helps us do that, doesn't he? I want to share with you out of Ephesians today. And I want to welcome, if anybody is a visitor today, I want to welcome you and hope you feel welcome because you are. Hope you feel the love of God because he does love you. And there's a little folder in the back of the chair in front of you if you're a visitor. We'd love to know you're here and love to know if you have any needs, okay? So you can fill that out and share it with us. Thank you. All right. I'm going to do Ephesians 1 this morning, beginning with the beginning, and I like the first two verses. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Wiley and faithful in Jesus Christ. Oh, no. Did you ever think about it saying that? The message is for us. It's for you. It's not just for the people of Ephesus. Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you today. We've already asked the Holy Spirit to come and be with us. Lord, I just pray you'd reveal yourself this morning through the Word, which your Word, through the Word, through prayer, maybe for some people, for hearing your Word audibly. Or feeling your word in their spirit, or seeing something that will ensure them of your presence and your love for them. So I just pray that today, Lord. Just use this service for your glory. Be present, reveal yourself, and we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 3 of the first chapter says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed with every spiritual, blessed us, you and me, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestined us to adoption as sons of Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise, the glory of his grace by which he has made us accepted in the beloved. Whew. If you read Paul very much, you know that's one sentence. He just goes on and on and on, doesn't he? You know, I remember when I was in school at recess or lunchtime or in the neighborhood, we would line up and two selected captains would choose players for their teams. I remember well because I was little Yeah, I'm big now compared to what I was. I was little. And I would get picked towards the end, if I got picked. How I hated standing there. It was as though they were saying, "We don't want you. You're too little. You're no good." I loved sports and I understood the games very well. I just wasn't as good at playing at it as I was at understanding. But not being chosen was really discouraging, really embarrassing. Some of you may have dealt with that yourself in experiences over the years, but in today's scripture, Paul is excited as he addresses the church at Ephesus, and he goes on and on. We'll go on through 12 in a minute. About God choosing us. God choosing us. He was excited, and we should be excited too. We should start the new year being excited about the fact that God chose us before we got in line, even before we were born, before the foundations of the world. He chose you and you and you. Wow. I've never been able to get my head wrapped around that. I just accept it and give thanks. Amen. Thank you. Verse 12 goes on and says, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself." He keeps going, no commas, no periods, "that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together and one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth, in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we, who first trusted in Christ, should be to the praise of his glory." This is the word of God for the people of God. Amen. Amen. We see here the fact of God's choice. We encourage people to receive Jesus as Savior, to choose him, but we oftentimes forget that God chose us first. All that we are able to be, to do, to receive from God is because of his choosing first. Spiritual blessings, being holy without blame, adoption by his good pleasure, making us accepted. That's all that comes in that choosing. The fact of God's choice is magnified for us when we realize that Paul never thought of himself as having chosen God's work. He always thought of God as being chosen by him. In the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 16, Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." Herein lies the wonder, the mystery, the joy, the sense of our spiritual blessings, that God chose you and you and you and you and all of us first. So listen and receive. The Creator of the universe, the God of miracles, holy and righteous God, mighty, everlasting, he looked to you standing in line. And I can hear him saying, "I know you're too short. You're unworthy. You're a sinner. Your works are as filthy rags. You reject me. You laugh at my word to the cross. It is foolishness. But still, I choose you. Angels, he said, take this one. Lay out the robe of righteousness. Give it to him, and the gift of a wrapped box of forgiveness and the perfumed bottle of mercy, all entwined with the gold ribbon of God's unconditional grace. And then he says, make all this available to him and her for the special price of, oh no, no price to them. He says, I already paid the price. I paid with the blood of my son. Make that all to available to them. He says, all they have to do is choose it by trusting in me and accepting that I have chosen them to be on my team. It's not hay fever, folks. It's God's word. Thank you. God chose us to bless us with blessings, it says, which we are to be found only in heaven, according to verse 3. The NIV says, the Spirit, blessings in the heavenly realms. Either way, it means blessings that are eternal, blessings that can't be obtained by mankind in this world. You know, man can acquire skills. He can achieve to some great position. He can amass a great amount of world's goods and fortune, but by himself he can never attain goodness in the sight in the presence of God. And he can never attain true peace of mind or unconditional love or especially salvation from the sins that we deal with every day. Chapter 2, verse 8 of Ephesians, it tells us that we can't attain eternal salvation no matter how we try. It says, for by grace are we saved through faith. And it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Our heavenly blessings, eternal in nature, include being adopted as God's children, forgiven. It includes the gift of the Spirit, power to do God's will and to resist the temptation of this carnal and temporary world. God's choice of us makes a bounty of heavenly eternal gifts available to us if only we receive what he has already put there for us. When I would do Christmas service every year in my churches, I would have a presence underneath the tree in the sanctuary, and I would talk about all the gifts that God gives us, and then I would go over and pick up one and open it up and say, but, to have the gift you must receive. God's choice of us makes a bounty of heavenly eternal gifts available to us if only we receive them. Finally, Paul is thinking of the purpose of God's choice. God chose us so that we can be holy and blameless. Let me read verse 4. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Holy in the Greek word has the idea or the meaning of difference or separation. It means set aside or set apart, as in the word sanctified. We are set aside to be righteous through the shed blood of Jesus, that we might have fellowship with God the Father, the righteous one. For without the imputed righteousness of Jesus, we cannot come into the presence of God. Let me say that again. Without the imputed righteousness of Jesus, we cannot come into the presence of God. You might say right now, you know, Jim, this is simple. I know all this stuff. I've heard it before. But have you received it before? Really? That's why it's so important for us to walk in repentance and confession, seeking God's forgiveness. We must be cleansed from all unrighteousness to do that. And 1 John 1:3 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's how we come into the presence of God, through confession and the receiving of his righteousness. God's purpose of choice was to make us holy so we could enter into his presence and fellowship with him. It was also that we might be different, that the other part of the holy might be just. Because a person is different, it doesn't make him holy. But to be truly holy is to be different, and we are to be different in what we believe, how we live out our beliefs, and how we proclaim those beliefs and live daily by faith. If we're not different, then the people in the world, they're never going to come. Our belief should not just carry us to church on Sunday morning, but should carry us out of the church to be an example to the world that needs to be able to see the difference between people of faith and people of the lost world. I've often said, when you apply for a job, it should be, it's not, but it should be, that all we have to do is write our name, address, and phone number on there, and then put Christian in big letters. It's not the way it is, but it should be. What's holy? The temple is holy because it's different from other buildings. The Sabbath is holy because it's different from other days. God is supremely holy because he is different from all of mankind. Today's church, universal church worldwide, today's church is too much like the rest of the world. Instead of us changing the world, we allow the world to change us. Not all the time, but sometimes when it counts. God chose us to be different in order to display the love, the compassion, and the forgiveness that he offers by choosing the world before they choose him. Jesus was different. He was a rebel in his time. He taught things that nobody could understand because it wasn't the way things worked. He lived a new standard, a new lifestyle, a new measure of eternal life and blessings. If the church and its people are not different than we are seen as just another club, another organization to be a part of for fellowship. We are chosen to be different so people will know that God has already chosen us, and that there is a different life available for them, a life that has eternal blessings and reward. a life that brings peace that passes all understanding in times like this. Wow. We need that. We need to choose God for that. That we can get through these days because He is with us. In the last week, Brent used the scripture that is one of my favorites and I think is always applicable in any situation in our lives. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct thy paths. Every situation, it always fits. But before all of that, we must be sure that we have received Jesus as Lord and Savior. And maybe there's someone here who has not done that. I hope not. But if there is, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that you can choose Jesus just as He already chose you on the cross. And today we're going to celebrate that choice, that decision, that sacrifice, with the Eucharist, which means Thanksgiving, by the way. The Lord's Supper, the Last Supper, whatever you would like to call it, communion. And what a blessing it is to share that with all of you today. And I just want to encourage those at home that are listening, if you want to share this with us, go get a glass of water and a cracker. You know, it's not the element that's magical. It's the presence of God when you acknowledge Him through the taking of the elements. So do that and join us at home as we join together here to share in communion and get blessed by the presence of God in very special ways today. Would you do that? Be sure that because God chose you, you will choose and celebrate Him for all life. Let's pray. Lord, my words are useless. They mean nothing unless you are present. And today I pray more than ever that you would be present in this time. As we partake of communion, that we would truly understand what it means. The free gift of choice, the free gift of grace, the free gift of salvation. Saving us from the bondage of sin and death. So be present with us in this today. And be present with us as we go from this place, that others might see and desire that which you have given to us. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
So we are going to partake in the Lord's Supper. If you did not get a cup with the elements when you came in, if you'll raise your hand, we'll get those to you. Bob's got some over there. Just keep your hands up till he gets to you. Dean? everybody. You know, before we start, we're gonna read the liturgy today, which you can find in your hymnal there in the seat pocket in front of you, page 12, or it'll also be on the screen. But before we go there, I just was thinking, you know, thank you, Jim, for that great word. As we think about that God chose us, you know, I was reflecting back to that moment where Jesus was sitting around the table, you know, and he knows that the next day he's going to go to the cross. And he knows that these men that are sitting around that have seen him rise people from the dead and heal the lame and all of the walk on water, all of the miracles that he did. And he's sitting around with these men, and he knows that they will betray him, deny him, and desert him. And yet he washes their feet, and then he serves this meal to them. And this struck me a couple of months ago as I was thinking. It's, you know, in the midst of the circumstances that we find ourselves in, all the kind of the chaos of our times, this came to my mind, was it's not whether things are going good or bad that proves God's love for us. It's the cross. It's settled. It's a done deal. So whether things are going well or whether we're struggling, the cross proves his great love for us. It proves that we are indeed chosen by him. So if you will follow with me in the bold print, if you will repeat with me, we'll say together, and then the other I will read. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him. Do you love him, church? You're invited. Who earnestly repent of their sin. Do you repent of your sin, church? You're invited. And seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, so that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. We have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If you will pray your own personal and private prayer of confession before our loving and holy God. Hear the good news, church. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from the slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took the bread and he gave thanks to you. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so, in remembrance of these mighty acts in Christ Jesus, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet through your Son, Jesus Christ. With the Holy Spirit and your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. If you will take and open the bread side first and partake, this is the body of Christ broken for you. And if you will open up the juice side and partake, this is the blood of Christ shed for you. If you'll pray with me, Lord, thank you for this precious gift. The precious gift of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for this meal. And we, as you've instructed, Jesus, we remember you as we partake. We remember your broken body and your spilt blood for our sake. Help us to love like you and to be like you. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. As we close today, if you can discard of your empty, there's trash cans along the back, and also as you leave, there'll be trash cans you can empty there. If you are able, rise as we close, and Jim will give us our benediction.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made, well, I see the stars and I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Remember what Jesus did for us on the cross, and when I think,
and when I think that God, his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin.
voices, let's tell him. Let's thank him for what he has done for us. How great thou art.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul.
Before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen and amen. Jeff will be out here. Visitors, if you'd like to visit with him, he'll be in the foyer on this side. God bless you. Amen.
This is Pastor Jeff Hatcher with Wiley Methodist Church in Abilene, Texas. I want to thank you for listening to this message from God's Word today. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He loves you and He wants to be your friend and your Savior. If that is you, I ask you to pray this prayer with me. Lord, I confess that I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I ask you to come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior. And wash me as white as snow, in Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer today for the first time, I invite you to do four things. First of all, tell someone, share this decision with someone. We are better together than we are alone. And then also, I ask you to consider being baptized. Jesus himself set the example for us by being baptized himself, and he encourages us to do the same. And then I ask you to consider finding a Bible-believing and Bible-preaching church and plug in. Again, we are better together than alone. And then finally, I ask you to get into God's Word. It's not just because it is makes us a better person, but also because it is the living Word, and God speaks to us through His Word. The Gospel of John is a great place to begin. If I can help you be of any sort of assistance through this process, you can contact me at my email address, jhatcher@wileymethodist.org. God bless you.